You're listening to Kani Kapila Sunday on HPR2. The award-winning duo, Kupawa, consists of Lihau Hannes Pike and Kellen Pike. They began playing music together in 2005 and married in 2010. Right. And their latest release is called Bombay from Hulu Kupuna Productions. And welcome back to
Thank you both.
Great to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you. You've been making music together for 8 years now, and you've been married for 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it like balancing a life in music and a marriage?
It's not easy. it's really difficult. Yeah.
It has its challenges,
I think it's worth it, totally worth it.
It's interesting. We always joke about that 95% of the arguments that we get into are business related. So it's related to our music. And if we weren't in business together, we would get along remarkably well as a married couple. But you know, those challenges aside, like the rewards and the benefits of being in business together make it all worth it in the end, because we can travel the world together. You know, we share the same experiences, we meet the same people, make the same friends, and we have all of these things to just deepen our relationship and our commitment to our craft. Yeah.
Now, the title of your latest release is Bombay, which in Pidgin English mm-hmm. means later on.
Or it also means like, or else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
or
like,
else. Like if the cement is slippery, is it like, no run over there, Bombay, you can fall down. Yeah?
Yeah, no, it brought back a lot of memories for me. And composer Puakea Nogelmeyer mm-hmm. wrote the title track. Can you tell us what it's about?
So when Puakea moved to Hawaii, because you know him today as this like expert resource in Hawaiian language, he had many teachers. And he was hanaid by the Kumukahi family. You know Kuipo Kumukahi?
Yes.
Her mom Ululani.
And her dad Kamuela.
Kamuela Kumukahi, hanaid Puakea. And they were both Hawaiian language speakers and taught Puakea a lot, especially the father. But I guess 1 year, Kuipo's mom Ululani was in the hospital. And she refused to eat and drink and take her medicine and this and that. And she was kind of going kind of downhill, you know. So I guess it was Kuipo that called Puakea and said, I'm telling her to do this and she's not listening. She's being hard-headed. Can you come down and see if you can do anything? Because she's not going to last long doing this. So Puakea came down and said, Mama, you gotta drink. You got to take your medicine. You got to eat. You know, you got to be strong.
And she would always say, Bombay. Bombay, mm-hmm. tell me about your day. How you doing? What's new? You know, and he's like, no, take it. You know, you're not going to last. You know, there won't be a Bombay if you don't take your medicine and eat food and drink water. So he said he left the hospital that day and his heart was literally just breaking. He was in tears and he didn't know what to do. He said he felt like he needed to do something to send her to give her this message, like, Mama, to make it hit home. Mama, if you don't do this, you know, there's not going to be a Bombay, but also something that will lift her spirits.
Also his spirits. I think he wanted to compose something. Because I guess for him, he said the lyrics were just coming at him. Like when you have that kind of emotion and stuff, the lyrics just start coming. So I think he too needed something to lift him up as well as her.
So he composed this song and he went back to the hospital the next day and he sang it for her. And she just cracked up because, you know, she's fluent in Hawaiian. So she understood that, you know, the beginning was so lovely and nice. It says, you know, you're my protection, you're my shelter, and you help me blossom into this person that I am. And then the third verse comes along and it says, but you have a head made of the hardest of stone and you gently set aside anything that you don't want to do. And in the end, he calls her the Queen of Bombay. The Queen of Bombay. And so he, you know, he said he sang it for her, she cracked up laughing. She thought it was hilarious. And then she started taking her medicine, eating her food, drinking her water, and she got better and she was released from the hospital.
So although it was composed at kind of a heavy time, it was composed as a happy song.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yeah, and we're so fortunate.
Happy song.
Yeah, that Auntie Ku'uipo agreed to grace us with her talent on the album, because it's so special for us to just have the daughter, you know, of the person that it was written for, to be a part of that recording.
And Kellen of Kupawa are on Kanikapila Sunday talking about their latest release, Bombay. And you have 5 original songs on this album that
sounds
you wrote.
Right. Yep.
That we wrote.
Yeah. Sounds right. Yep.
That you wrote in the Hawaiian language. Has it become easier for you to compose original music with each album that you produce?
That's a great question. I mean, I think that for me, Hawaiian poetry is a passion of mine, but it's also extremely challenging. And I don't think, because the subject matter continually changes, I don't think that it gets easier for me. I don't know, would you say it gets easier for you?
No, definitely not. Like, I wasn't ever trained as a songwriter. So the stuff that, When I compose stuff, it's like something has to have happened to me that moves me emotionally to have to put this down on paper right now. I think in this group, Lihao composes a lot more. For me, it never gets easier. It never, ever gets easier.
Kellen does most of the melodies that we create. So when a song is co-written by us, it's going to usually be like 99% of the time, it'll be that I'm the driving force behind the lyrics and Kellen is the driving force behind the music. And to me, it's the music. The lyrics are super important. I'm a lyric person, but you can have the best lyrics in the world, and if they don't have a great melody to go with them, then the song isn't memorable.
So let's talk about a song that you both composed. It's the first song on the album.
We were actually asked to write this song, Hialoha Ka'upulehu, for the 125th anniversary of the Kamehameha School Song Contest.
So not this past one that just happened, but the one last year's
one. Last year, 2012. And
I guess what happened was they're looking at songwriters from that part of the island. You know, so they got people from Kauai writing about Kauai, Oahu writing about Oahu. But then they asked us to go to Kona.
I know, which was confusing. But it ended up being such a great experience. They facilitated a trip up there for us, and we got to go and visit the very summit of Hualalai. And the highest peak on Hualalai, the name of that is Hainoa. And it's a place that we were told was once reserved only for kahuna.
And not even just kahuna. You have to be somebody. It's very special. Not even the royalty and stuff would go up there. This is like the most sacredest place.
And we were also careful to be clear that we are not kama'aina. We are not people of this place. We are visitors to this place, but yet we have this deep appreciation for all the beauty that lies within. And then in the last verse, we were very also, Kellen and I really wanted to send this message that, hey, some places can be appreciated from afar.
And it's not, we're not like trying to fault anybody that wants to go exploring and this and that, but in a way, it's kind of like a reminder that maybe not all places on earth we have to, as people, go and actually step on top and drive on top and build something on top to say like, hey, I've been here. Now I know this is such a cool place. Some places maybe you can appreciate from afar. Let it be. Let it stay in its natural state and not trample all over everything. Because certain places are so beautiful that you can just, you know it's nice.
Kellen of Kupawa are on Kanikapila Sunday today, and they're talking about their latest release, Bombay. And this last song we're going to talk about, well, brings up another memory for me, because I used to watch the Sonny and Cher show when I was a kid. And this was their, you know, their last song, as they would say goodnight at the end of every show. But you have adapted it.
I did not even know that.
Oh, you didn't
I never
know that?
Watched the Sonny and Cher show.
Yeah, I'm a little older. I'm a little older than you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. But we have adapted it. And it's kind of weird. Like, I can't even exactly remember how we plucked this song out of this many songs that...
I know how.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
First time we did this song was actually here.
No kidding. Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, in the Atherton.
We did it here.
In the Atherton.
We're looking for cool, fun songs. You know, and I got to say, when we played here, it was like a benchmark point in our career.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we play the local scene and we play in the restaurants and the bars for the live music every week. And then we do the concerts, the shows, the weddings, the parties on the weekends. But... As our group Kupawa, we never had the chance to put together a show to play for an audience that's going to just listen to us. So usually we're so used to just playing in the background of what's going on at the parties or whatever. So for this show here, we picked fun songs that we could put together and kind of talk about, and songs that related to us. And I Got You, Babe was something I wanted to do because it felt like us.
If you look at the lyrics, yeah. I mean... It is us.
Yeah. And so yeah. we actually did it here first, and we played it here exactly how we recorded it, only with an ukulele.
Uh-huh.
Because I love playing ukulele. But for most of our live stuff, I always play guitar, you know. So we got to bring a little ukulele along with us to the show here, and that was one of the songs that we played with just ukulele, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up recording it in the exact same way.
They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know, babe, that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I've got you. Babe, I got you, babe, I got you. But at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe, I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my.
And we've got Li Hao and Kellen of Kupawa on Kani Kapila Sunday today. Their latest release is called Bombay. And do you have any appearances coming up in the next few weeks?
On May 4th, we'll be at the Huakalei Mele Benefit Concert out at the Huakalei Country Club in Ewa. And we'll be there doing a set for about an hour, I think, is our set. And I think we're like at about 6 o'clock or so. And we'll have a couple dancers with us, too, from our little hui of dancers, Ke'ala Aumoi. But it'll be good fun. We'll be singing a lot of these songs. And it's great, a great cause. It's supporting the Huakalei Cultural Center. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Great. And you do have a website,
I know? Yes, kupawa.com.
Kupawa.com. Yep. Okay.
And we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
All those things
You can find us anywhere.
Find us.
We're very accessible.
Oh, great. Their latest release is called Bombay from Hulu Kupuna Productions, distributed by the Mountain Apple Company. Li Hao, Hannes Pike, and Kellen Pike of Kupawa. Mahalo for joining me today.
Thank you for having us, Sunday.
Our pleasure.
And mahalo for always supporting Hawaiian music. We appreciate it so much.
My pleasure. Yeah.
Yes.
Take care.
Take care.
Aloha.
Aloha.